The Government of Canada has announced they are providing $25 million a year to the Canadian Food Grains Bank to provide emergency food assistance in places experiencing humanitarian crisis around the world over the next 4 years. The grant, which was made public at an Abbotsford farm on Thursday, September 12, will run until 2028. In the year ahead, this funding will contribute to programs in places such as Syria, South Sudan, Afghanistan, and Haiti, as they grapple with the reality of severe hunger. On scene at an Abbotsford farm for a federal funding announcement set to be made by Adhanom Edhison. No details announced yet. pic.twitter.com/iczwmhrpj. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, September 12, 2024. The Canadian government has supported CFB since 1983, with a multi-year agreement first established in 1985. Not including this recent announcement, a total of $774.4 million has been given in funding. The previous grant agreement ran from 2021 to 2024 and saw emergency food assistance for 887,165 people in 19 countries including Somalia, Lebanon, Syria and Haiti. CFB is a partnership of 15 churches and church agencies working together to end hunger. To get the full $25 million per year, CFB and its members need to contribute $6.25 million a year through donations or to designated members. Individual Canadians raised $18.9 million through community groups, projects, businesses and churches. Ahmad Hassan, the Minister of International Development, was in Abbotsford to make the announcement and stated that this deal will help Canada battle worldwide hunger. "Today we come together to really renew Canada's commitment to help end world hunger and support people who are facing a crisis," he said. "It is clear that the needs are great with increasing conflict and different causes such as climate change that we're seeing more and more hunger around the world." Hassan said the funding goes to those who truly need it. "This funding will ensure that millions of people who are facing hunger and other humanitarian crises can access food during emergencies," he added. "It will go towards malnutrition, especially for young women and children. We know that often in a crisis they are the last and least to eat. We are very proud to ensure this organization continues to do its good work with Canadian farmers and members of the community so that we can do our part to make sure Canada is contributing to global efforts to end hunger." Andy Harrington, CFB's executive director, said it's a good day for everyone involved. "We're going to see lives saved, dignity reaffirmed and suffering alleviated," he said. "We are very appreciative of the long-standing partnership we have with the Government of Canada and for the renewal of this funding. This funding, along with the consistent support we receive from Canadian donors, enables us to move quickly and effectively in times of crisis." For more on CFB, visit foodgrainsbank.ca.